Business Daily series of the Merkle Coffee and Reason podcast. Here, you will find us discuss the newsletter that has been published for the current month. So for those who may not be aware, the School Nurse Daily is a website platform that I had developed to provide information to the public through the form of a newsletter and blog, just the same. It is also the home of my professional profile, where you may find projects that I have done previously, projects that I am currently doing. It is also a way in which you can connect with me, and you may also view presentations that I have done before and events that I have planned and executed in the past. So for this episode, we will be reviewing the January 2024 newsletter, which is entitled My Cervix, My Responsibility, the Cervical Talk. So within this episode, I had discussed the importance of knowing about cervical cancer and also knowing that it is the HPV virus that causes cervical cancer. However, during my research, I had noticed that not a lot of persons know about the cervical cancer. Not a lot of persons are aware of HPV being the cause of that cancer, just the same. So can we, on this platform, confidently say that we have been adequately educated about cervical cancer?
No, not at all.
Why is that? When reading the newsletter was the first time you heard of it, or previously before, but you just weren't, enough information was just not provided?
It's not a topic that is talked about. I've heard about it, mentions, but nothing in depth. I just know that it is a form of cancer.
Yes, as she said, it's not a topic that we would talk about on a daily basis. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the first time the topic came to my attention was some years ago, when they were encouraging us females to take the HPV vaccine. But even at that point in time, enough information was not provided. And, that just happened, and then it blew off, and then never hear nobody talk about it again.
I can believe that, because just before university, these kind of stuff were not primarily talked about. But surprisingly enough, cervical cancer is one of the leading cause of death within women. It is one of the most common cancers in women. And even with that, it's still not known of, just like, you may have lung cancer or brain cancer or breast cancer. It is not very common. And I also think that it's one of the main reasons why parents are not grabbing towards this. Parents are not eager to get their children, girls or boys, vaccinated against the HPV virus, because as the newsletter had mentioned, the HPV is the main cause of cervical cancer. Yes, it may have other causes, but the HPV is one of the main causes. And without vaccination, your chances of getting this virus and it developing into something more is higher. How can we contract the HPV virus?
Based on the newsletter, once you're sexually active.
Yes, definitely. So it can be through sexual intercourse or contact, not necessarily skin to skin contact, but the saliva, the blood, and the sexual contact, just the same. So with all of that, plus the fact that not all of us parents know that our children are sexually active. So though girls may be the ones that are going to contract cervical cancer, it is still important for boys to be vaccinated against it. Because, yes, it is through sexual intercourse that it is transmitted. How can the female get it? They don't get it by having sex by themselves. They get it by having sex with a partner, which is why it is important for boys to be vaccinated against the virus.
Might I say that before reading your newsletter, I wouldn't have known that same HPV vaccine that they were talking about so many years ago was something that would have been available to boys as well, which is why I am now seeing the importance of, making people aware. Because the way that they communicated the HPV vaccine to us, they just said, girls, so you wouldn't have known. They didn't inform us of the cause for us to even know that, all right, boys can get vaccinated as well.
Yes, I think that is mainly because new research has surfaced that indicates that boys should be vaccinated as well. I'm not sure if you remember, but previously it would have been girls from the age maybe 12 to 16 that should have been vaccinated, but now it has the range has expanded. So yes, new research surfaced and they are adapting as they go along.
Okay, that's fair.
Yes. So based on everything that you have read, how can you prevent yourself from contracting cervical cancer?
Disregarding one of God's suggestions to be fruitful and to multiply.
Yes, it is. That is one of them. That is one of them. What's the other?
According to the newsletter, girls and boys need to be vaccinated. And I also read about the pap smear thing. Don't think too many of us are familiar with the purpose of a pap smear. I just think that we're not educated on what we're supposed to be educated on. And that's the problem.
I concur. Getting a regular pap smear, yearly pap smear for everyone that is sexually active, is important to detect any changes within the cervical area right there. It will help detect if you have an infection or if there are any abnormal cells within that area of your body. And we know that abstinence makes sense. If you're not having any sex or having any sexual interactions, then your chances of contracting the virus are little to none. But apart from that, getting your HPV vaccine is important, and it is no longer two doses, but only one dose that you will need to be vaccinated. So to close, I just encourage everyone to be vaccinated against this virus. It is better to be safe than sorry. And if you have the opportunity to prevent yourself from contracting at least one cancer, why not take it?